Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It is Saturday, March the 19th, 2022, and I want to welcome you to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. It is exciting, as always, to be with you and to have the opportunity to share the message of empowerment with people all around the world. Before we dive into this today, I want to take a moment and just say hello to all of you that are listening on various platforms. Hello to my Apple Podcast family. You all have been with me since the inception of this show, and I'm so honored that I get to do life with you. I'm excited about the exclusive content that we are putting together for Apple Podcasts, and we'll be sharing some details about that with you really soon. I want to say hello to my Stitcher family. I'm so grateful for all of you and for sticking with the show and supporting us the way that you have for all of these years. Hello to my Google Podcast family. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you and to empower you. Hello to my Spotify family. You know what, Spotify, you all are blowing it out of the water. We are seeing tremendous growth on the platform, and we broke a record last year. So thank you, thank you, thank you again for engaging with us on the platform. Hello to my iHeartRadio family. I was so ecstatic when we got distribution on iHeartRadio. It is one of my absolute favorite programs, and I'm just so honored to get to serve you and to get the opportunity to do life with you. So thank you so much. Hello to our Amazon Music family and our Audible family. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, I thank you for the opportunity to do life with you and to serve you and to help empower you on your journey to success and realizing your full potential. It is such an honor to be back with you today and to serve you and to share the message of empowerment with people around the world. The Jamel Sanders Show is more than a show. It is a platform that we have created with the intention to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And every week through intriguing conversations and inspiring guests and topics, we want to help you live your greatest life every single day. That has been the mission for more than a decade now, and we're getting ready to have another anniversary in April. So I hope you'll stay tuned. Those are always fun shows for me as we get to kind of go back through the history of this podcast. And I'm just amazed. I'm so amazed and so grateful, because when I started this podcast, I was so terrified, and, you know, I just really didn't know if anybody was going to listen or get any value out of it, and I didn't really know what I was doing, but I did it anyway. And to see something 10 years later still standing, people still resonating with the content and the material, is absolutely amazing. And so I'm so grateful that I get to serve you and to do life with you and to empower you on your journey to success and realizing your full potential. So thank you for spending this time with me. For those of you that may be new to the podcast, what exactly do I do? What is my business? What am I about? I just want to take a moment and share that. Of course, my name is Jamel Sanders. I am the CEO and founder of Jamel Sanders International, a global leadership development firm that works in the capacity of management consulting and advising to leaders and governments and nations around the world, and we ultimately empower leaders to fulfill purpose and realize their greatest potential through capacity building systems and programs. I started JSI more than a decade ago to ultimately empower leaders to provide solutions to global problems. And so I have the distinct privilege of working with leaders around the world, consulting, advising, training, and developing so that they can produce excellence and they can execute their vision and ultimately realize their potential and make a significant contribution in the world. And so you can find out more information about me at www.jamellesanders.com. That's www.jamellesanders.com. There you'll find a bio. You'll find out more about the services and programs that we offer. You'll also find out more about my books and various initiatives that we're doing. I would encourage you to check out our social media pages. You'll find a link to all of our social media right there on the homepage. And also take a moment to sign up for our empowerment newsletter, Empowerment Breakthroughs. It goes out around the world, and it is the best way to stay informed of all the great things that are happening in the organization and my work. And so I look forward to you connecting. Definitely connect with me on social media. I really enjoy doing life with you, and I am active on social. So I look forward to talking with you and communicating with you more in the days to come. I want to recommend one quick resource, and then we're going to take a break and jump right into this today. If you're on my site, you'll find out that I am an author. I have written 10 books. I don't have time to go into all of them today, but my latest release has only been out a few months. It's Next, The Emergence of the History Shapers. You know, I had a prophetic vision, and in this vision, I begin to see into the next 20 years. I begin to see into industries and systems and institutions, governments, nations, industries, marketplace. I begin to see drastic changes. And just as I had this vision, the pandemic began to break out. And so I said, I need to put these insights into a book. And so I wrote this book, Next. I didn't include everything in the book because some things are a bit heavy, and I don't know how well everybody will process that information. But I believe that this is a critical tool. I go into the vision. I go into the transformation of industries and systems and governments and nations and institutions. I go into the characteristics of those that will shape history and change the game. I talk about the importance of visionary leadership in the world, how to navigate times of uncertainty and transformation and change in the world, and ultimately how to thrive in crises as a leadership. Capacity or in some form of leadership in whatever perspective industry or field you're in. Next is a book that is really about helping you to be on the cutting edge as a leader. We've had to do a lot of pivoting over the last 2 years. Leaders have reached out to me so many times because they are afraid. They are uncertain about the future and how things are going. And so I wrote this book to really help leaders to navigate this new reality for us. Industries have been shaken. Systems have been shaken. Things have broken down. And we need to know how to thrive in these times. And so Next is all about that. I encourage you to get a copy, especially if you have a high school senior, you have somebody getting ready to go to college or even about to graduate from college. You need this book because industries have changed. Jobs that once existed no longer exist. How do you navigate this reality, and how do you come out on top and emerge victorious in the midst of that? That is what this book is about. Again, the book is Next, The Emergence of the History Shapers. You can get a copy from Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most book distributors. I know you're going to get a lot of benefit out of it. I'm hearing some great stories of how it's already transforming lives around the world. So what we want to do, we want to take a very quick break, and we're going to jump right into this topic today as we continue our series, Commitments, Charting the Course to Changing Your Life. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back. So we're in the middle of a great new series, Commitments, Charting the Course to Changing Your Life. And so I am super excited. This is part five. I don't know where I'm going to cut off with this, because every time we have a show and I delve into the topic, there's so many insights that begin to come to me and so many downloads that I get that it just evolves into another show. And so one of the things that I'm really committed to this year is helping you to be successful. You know, so many people set goals, they make resolutions, they set intentions of all these great things they want to achieve in the new year. And the reality is that by mid-January, most people have abandoned their goals, they have given up on their vision, and they have reverted back to what is familiar to them. And then we get to December 31st, they feel depressed, they set new resolutions, and this just becomes an incessant cycle in their lives. And so I wanted to do this series because I really wanted to help you to begin to chart the course to real change in your life. You know, so many people ask me, how do you do all of the things that you're doing? You've written 10 books. You have a podcast. You have a business. You have this platform and this influence that is reaching people all around the world. How are you able to do this and to be consistent? And, you know, one of the things I always say is that every year is my year. You know, I watch people say, oh, 2022 is my year. Well, you said that about 2021. You said that about 2020. You said that about 2019. So it has to be more to it than just making a positive affirmation or thinking positive thought. There must be a real blueprint for you to really change your life and to produce the results that you want to see. And so that is why I've really delved into this series the way that I have, because I want to help you do the work that is so intrinsically important to your success, your prosperity, and ultimately to your progress and your advancement. And so I hope that you'll listen. You know, over the past weeks, we talked about the importance of setting those goals. I challenge you to set a personal goal, a professional goal, a financial goal, a health goal, a spiritual goal. And I told you not to make this elaborate list of goals, because that's one of the number one reasons that people are not successful. People come to me with pages of goals, and I'm like, you already don't have the results you want. Why would you put so much pressure on yourself? Set a few things, 2 to 3 things that you really want to accomplish this year, and then begin to devote yourself to it and execute it so that you can get the results that you want to see. So today we're going a little deeper in the series, and I want to start with this thought. If you are not willing to make the climb, you will always live a constricted life. If you are not willing to make the climb, you're always going to live a constricted life. One of the things that I have discovered is that success is a summit. Now, if you know anything about mountains, the summit is ultimately reaching that top peak or the highest level that you can possibly reach on a mountain. And in my journey, I have discovered that success really is a summit. Success is not a one-time snapshot or highlight reel that we see in the world. Success is a journey. And you have to, first of all, decide to take the journey to success. You have to also be aware that this journey is going to get uncomfortable, that there are places within yourself that you're going to have to go that are scary, that are uncharted territories, and that are going to force you to do some real soul searching and making some changes in your life. So you have to know that. And then you have to also understand that this is a climb, that this is not something that is just going to happen automatically in your life, but it's something that you're going to have to do consistently if you want to see certain results in your life. And so I hear a lot of people talking about success. talking about prosperity, talking about all these great things that they want to do. But the reality is that you have to be willing to make the climb. And every day of your life, you have to be dedicated to the decision of making the climb to success. Let me tell you, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a cakewalk. It's not going to be a walk in the park. But you're going to have to be committed to making that climb, understanding that there's going to be hills, valleys, adversity, difficulties, challenges, crises. All of that is going to happen along the way, but you still have to remain committed to the climb. And so success is a summit. And are you really willing to pay the price to reach that summit or that pinnacle of success in your life? If you follow this show for any length of time, you know that I have said this many times before, that as long as you're in the world, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have the ability and the propensity to be pulled away from your purpose, to be divided from your destiny, to be distracted from your vision. But there's something in you called the seed of greatness that has already overcome challenges, odds, opposition, everything that will ever come up in your life. What you have to do is make the decision that you're going to remain committed to the journey despite the challenges, the obstacles, and the opposition. I believe that one of the greatest barriers to success, prosperity, to people improving their lives is simply inconsistency. We live in a world that wants manufactured success, not realizing that success is a maturation process. You can't manufacture this. You can't engineer this. This is something that has to be built step by step, moment by moment, and it has to be built through a process so that you can get there. One thing that I know is that you will never enjoy what you've not paid a price to obtain. Let me say that again. You'll never enjoy what you have not paid a price to obtain. And so anything that comes to us too easy, it births within us this entitlement mentality. And this entitlement mentality tells us that we are to get something for nothing out of life. And the reality is that you don't get something for nothing, that anything that we get that has not been truly paid for or developed for is illegal in our lives. And anything that we get illegally, we will only hold on to momentarily. I want you to get that. Anything that we get illegally, we hold on to momentarily. And so I've talked with leaders and people over the years that appeared to be overnight successes or, you know, to have this massive success happen in their lives. And the reality is that they didn't pay a price to get there. And so we look 6 months down the line, a year down the line, and we don't see those people anymore, you know, functioning in that capacity because you didn't pay the price to do it. Let me say this too, that if you want to build a platform or to be a powerful individual in the world, you have to become what it is that you're intending to present and to represent to the world. And so what we have is a lot of people that are trying to occupy space without capacity. And so if you want to occupy a particular space in the world, you have to develop the capacity to occupy that space. Otherwise, you get into that space, we find a person that lacks the capacity, they're empty, they're spiritually empty, they don't have the resolve or the resources, and they're short-lived. They don't stay there long, and they don't maintain it. And Robert Wesley Branch just said it's a power, absolutely. Consistency carries a spiritual power with it. Absolutely. I believe, Robert, that inconsistency is the power to produce whatever change, breakthrough, or result that we want to see in our lives. A lot of people are simply not successful because they're not consistent. You know, we could give them a lot of eloquent words and we can move through the English language with all type of oratorical finesse, but the reality is that a lot of people are not successful because they're not consistent. And if they would just be consistent, they're going to break through the barriers. They're going to produce the results that they want to see. And consistency is powerful because consistency develops within us the resolve to persevere until we possess what has been promised to us. Consistency develops within us the resolve to persevere until we possess what has been promised to us. And so people always ask me, you know, what has been your key? How have you stayed so consistent and successful? I have simply persevered. I have simply kept enduring and kept going. And in the midst of that, there's all of these things that were being developed and forged in me that I wasn't even aware of at that time, but it developed through consistency. And so I see people, they have great potential. There are great possibilities for their lives, but they have no perseverance. And so because they don't have that perseverance, they're not successful. And, you know, this is a very interesting, this is not really the topic, but this is worth talking about. I remember years ago, I was writing for a major publication, and I had titled the article, The Power of Perseverance. And it was very insightful. The editors were like, this is absolutely amazing, Jeanette. We love this, but we don't like this title, The Power of Perseverance. It just doesn't sound right. And I pushed back on them, and I said, well, what you know, ideas do you have for this article? Because this journey has been all about perseverance for me. I mean, the article was talking about the three times that my business almost failed, the betrayals that I went through in business, the people that were just totally horrible to me, all of these things that have helped develop me into who I am today. I said, it has to be about perseverance. So they used another word because they wanted to tone down the message. But the reality is that some things you just have to persevere through in order to get to the other side of it. And I think that if more people understood that, we wouldn't just get caught up in this bubble of positivity, positive thoughts, good vibes, good energy. All that sounds good. But there are some things that you have to go through in your life to get to the other side. And without going through, you never get to the transformation. And so you have to have that ability to endure, to keep going, to never, ever, ever give up if you want to see certain things happen in your life. And so most people don't like the climb because climbs are challenging. Success is a summit. You have to make the choice to make the climb. And people don't like the climb because the climb is a challenge, and we don't like challenges. And what I tell people is that every next dimension in your life will be accessed because of difficulty. I want you to get that. Every next dimension in your life will be accessed because of difficulty. And so what we have is a generation of people that don't want to go through anything difficult, but they want to be great. And the reality is that it does not work that way. You have to be willing to go through certain things in order to embrace certain things in your life. And so what we need to do is we need to change our context about challenges. If your context is wrong, your conclusion is always going to be wrong. And so if we want to shift our lives and shift our cycles, we have to begin to look at the context of challenges through a different lens. I love the way that the scriptures say. The scriptures say, understand this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have its perfect work so that you can be complete and entire, lacking nothing. Don't you want to be complete, entire, and lacking nothing? Well, guess what? You have to allow patience to have its perfect work. I've discovered that patience will not have its perfect work without pressure. And so if we want patience to have a perfect work in our lives, we have to invite pressure. We have to change the context of how we look at challenges. Stop seeing a challenge as a burden and see a challenge as a breakthrough point into the next season of your life. What we need to do is we need to begin to welcome challenges. Challenges are the opportunity for us to mature, for us to develop, for us to advance. Challenges present us with the opportunity to embrace life at the next level. And so many times we're like, I'm ready to go to the next level. I'm ready to go higher. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to do that. And then the challenge shows up and we're like, I don't understand. I said I was ready to go. Well, guess what? The moment you announce that you were ready to embrace the next level in your life, you invited the challenge. And so the challenge is not coming to destroy you. It is not coming to flatline your life. The challenge is showing up to usher you into the next realm of greatness. And so what I do when a challenge arises in my life, I don't begin to say, woe is me, and to tell my sad story. I say to the challenge, thank you for presenting me with the opportunity to upgrade my life and to embrace the next level. Now, I need the wisdom, the capacity, the tools to use this challenge to my advantage so that I can advance and go further in my life. So again, the context of the challenge has to be different, so that you can get to the right conclusion and so that the challenge can produce what it wants to produce in your life. The goal of the challenge is your growth and advancement. It is not meant for you to be stuck. It is not meant for you to be frustrated. It is not meant for you to be stagnated, but this is an opportunity for you to go to the next level in your life. What I've discovered is that challenges are the only way that we change our lives. If everything was easy about our life, there would be no evolution, there would be no elevation, there would be no growth. And so what we have to understand is that only good can come out of this. You know, I remember one time I was going through something very, very difficult. And at the time, it just seemed like all the pressure was just being put on me at one time. And it was like, I don't know how much more of this I can take. But in that moment, something within me just rose up and began to say, only good is going to come out of this. Now, everything didn't shift immediately, but guess what? Those words did not dissipate or disintegrate. Those words went into the atmosphere and began to arrange the circumstances of my life in such a way that I came out victorious. And so what I want you to understand is that whatever you're facing right now, this is not permanent. This is not the way that it's always going to be. This is simply a birth canal for change to take place in your life. And if you can see it right, you can shift the moments of your life and you can embrace a new possibility and a new reality for yourself. Challenges force us to press beyond comfort and convenience. Don't we like comfort and convenience? We live in a world that I always say is kind of insulated by comfort and convenience. We want everything to be comfortable. We get upset if the microwave takes longer than a minute. We get upset if the Uber doesn't arrive at the snap of our finger. If the flight is delayed 2 minutes, we get upset. Everything in our culture is rush, 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 rush. And one of the things that I know for sure is that if you're going to reach that place of soul significance in your life, you got to master the art of waiting. Waiting is not a science, it's an art. And it's an art because not many people know how to do it. You know, I talk to people all the time and they just want things to just happen and break loose in their lives. And I tell people, I am a success story that has been 3 decades in the making. In other words, it doesn't just happen. Things don't just pop off in your life. There's a process and a timing. And timing is so important because timing facilitates our transformation. Timing facilitates our maturity. Timing facilitates our development. Timing facilitates our growth. Timing facilitates our healing. Timing facilitates our wholeness. There's so much that happens in the timing before the manifestation of that promise in your life. And so what we need to do, we got to learn how to wait, and we got to learn the purpose of the waiting seasons in our lives. Waiting is not for idleness. Waiting is for investment. And investments are always for the improvement and the upgrading of our lives. But we have to change the context of how we view waiting and not see waiting as a curse, but see it as a blessing that is serving a tremendous assignment in our lives and growth and development. I could stay there forever. But what we need to understand is that comfort and convenience are enemies to change. I have to say this. If 2022 is going to be different for you, you got to be willing to be uncomfortable and inconvenience. You know, there are some huge goals that I'm working on for 2022. And some of them were a bit frightening to me. But you know what? I said, as I've overcome every other obstacle before, I know what I need to do. I can't be comfortable. I can't be convenient. That's not even in my DNA or makeup. So you know what? Whatever needs to be done for this to happen in my life, I just need to get on board with it. One of the reasons that change is precluded in the lives of people is because we are not willing to cooperate with the process. And one of the greatest ways that we cooperate with the process is action. Action is the proof that you are dedicated to the realization of a dream or a goal or an intention in your life. Not aspiration, not affirmations, but action. Action is the proof that you have bought into this thing and you desire to see that thing become a reality and manifest in your life. Everything you desire exists in another dimension. Let me say that. Everything that you desire exists in another dimension. So many times we're looking to the wrong places for the answers. We're looking to this person, that person. We're looking to our education, our historicity, our pedigree, and none of those things are relevant. They exist in another dimension. They exist in another place. Many of those things are right over our heads, but we don't have the courage to reach for them because it's going to require us to make the climb and to go beyond what is comfortable and familiar to us. Familiarity is the greatest enemy of your future. Familiarity will keep you comfortable, but it will always cost you change. And so one thing that I challenge myself daily and every year is to get more and more uncomfortable. And every time I get uncomfortable, I upgrade my life. I discover a new possibility or horizon that was much greater or bigger than anything I could have imagined before. If you don't make the climb, what you have to understand is that some doors will remain closed in your life. A lot of times people will tell me, oh, Jamel, I'm not getting ahead because this person won't help me, or this door won't open, or this opportunity won't emerge in my life. The reality is that if you are not willing to reach for more, you will always be restricted from accessing those things that have been destined for your life. And so I believe, and I said this in one of my books, I believe that our lives are the reflection of what we have had the courage to reach for. And so if you were to do an audit and assessment of your life, what is your life reflecting and what have you reached for? The reality is that most people have reached too low and they've reached and they have obtained that, but they haven't reached high enough to see and embrace what is really possible for their lives. I don't want you in low-level living. I want you ascending into realms of greatness and possibility. And the only way you do that is you have to reach for more in your life. That means that you have to be willing to press beyond not only what is comfortable and familiar to you, but you must be willing to press into that which you have never seen or done before. You know, this journey has challenged me in so many ways. In so many times over the years, but every time I have dared to reach for something higher in my life, I have always seen new possibilities, breakthroughs, opportunities, and things that I never imagined were even possible. They weren't possible because the realm of limited thinking and possibility blindness, as I call it, had hindered me from seeing those things as possible for my life. But as I reached higher, all of those ceilings and limitations were broken. And guess what? Not only did I break a ceiling, but I broke new ground. And so I had a new reference point to go from because I reached for more. That's good. When we reach for more, we have a new point of reference in our life. So that's one of the greatest reasons we should always be reaching. We need new reference points because new reference points release us into new possibilities and opportunities. I could stay there all day too. But never allow your feelings to interfere with your future. A lot of people are emotional slaves, psychological and emotional slaves. And some people will fight me. I'm not a slave to anything. But the reality is that a lot of people are imprisoned by emotions, whether that emotion is fear, whether that emotion is doubt, whether that emotion is unbelief, whether that emotion is inferiority, whether that emotion is an identity crisis that is going on within a person. So many people are imprisoned emotionally, and it's stopping them. It's not people. It's not systems. It's not institutions. It is emotions that we have to begin to confront if we want to see change happen in our lives. You must replace emotionalism with effort if you want to elevate your life. So guess what? When an emotion shows up, like I said, I have some really big goals that I'm working on this year. When that emotion of anxiety or apprehension tried to show up in my life, you know what I did? I replaced that with effort. I say instead of getting afraid, instead of getting anxious or uneasy about this, I'm going to begin to exert energy and effort in this area. And guess what? As I began to take that action and exert that energy, all of that emotion began to dissipate. But what would have happened if I continued to entertain that emotion? I'll tell you what would have happened. What would have happened is I would have put that goal on the shelf. I would have stayed in a state of inaction. And then I would have given birth to, because inaction gives birth to frustration and failure. So then the frustration would come, and then you failed in that area. And you'll continue to fail in that area until you begin to take an action in that area. So one of the greatest ways that we combat the fear is through the action. And so what action do you need to take for the advancement of your life this year? That's the real question, because at the end of the day, we can write our goals down. We can set all kind of intentions and make affirmations. But if you don't take action, your life is going to be completely the same as it was the year before and the year before that. And so now is the time to move beyond emotionalism into effort, into exerting the energy to embrace the things that we want to see in our lives. So many people want to do things based on emotion. You cannot operate on emotion. You know, somebody was asking me, how in the world did you write 10 books? I can tell you how. I didn't do it through emotion, because there are many days I did not feel like it. There were many times I said, I'll put this off for later, but I couldn't. I had a deadline. I had an assignment. I had something that I had to do. And so it's not about a feeling. It's about doing what needs to be done. And let me tell you this about success. There's going to be a lot of days that you don't feel like doing a lot of things. And so if everything is about a feeling for you, you are not going to embrace success, and you are not going to see your future manifest the way you want it to. And so get beyond your emotion, get out of your feeling, and begin to take the actions that you need to take to get your life to the next level. Effort is the bridge between aspiration and action. Effort is the bridge between aspiration and action. And furthermore, effort is the bridge between aspiration and the actualization of that which you desire to see. And so if you are really like, okay, Jamel, what is really the missing link for me right now? Why am I not getting the results I want? The reality is that if you are not giving the effort, if you are not exerting the energy, you are not going to produce the outcome that you want to see. And so where do you need to put your focus and attention? What do you need to give your effort to? What do you need to give your energy to see these things become a reality in your life? This is what I've discovered. All rewards in life are the product of what you are willing to reach for. You want to be rewarded. You want to prosper. You want to thrive. You got to be willing to reach for it. You know, so many people die with unfulfilled dreams and unspoken desires. Now, I could do a whole show on just that phrase, unspoken desires, because we have all these things in our hearts that we want to do, but we are never willing to reach for them to become a reality. So many people, you know, want to do it. You may want to write a book. Well, guess what? It starts with a single action. Write one page. Write one paragraph. Write one sentence. Everything begins with a single step. all success starts with a single step. You got to be willing to do something. Then some people say, well, I don't know everything I need to do. Okay, well, start with what you do know and then enlist the help of somebody that can help you fill in the gaps. But you can't use that as an excuse for not taking action. You have to be willing to reach for more in your life. One thing I've discovered is that when you have the courage to reach for more, all the resources, all the relationships, everything that you need for the realization of that thing to happen in your life begins to manifest. There are relationships, there are resources, there are things that have manifested in my life that I still scratch my head and say, I don't know how that happened, but I do know how it happened. It happened because I was willing to reach for something more. And in that reaching, I discover all of these things were even possible. In you taking the action, you begin to attract everything that you need for that to become a reality in your life. I think I said this on the show years ago, but heaven and earth will literally begin to conspire for your prosperity. I am living proof of that. By you taking the action, by you reaching, by you doing everything within your power, energy, and effort, heaven and earth will begin to back you up and make those things happen in your life. I'm a living witness to that. I also discovered this. Your greatest sorrow will be the product of what you have settled for. A lot of people get to the end of their lives with a lot of regrets because they settled. And the way that you break out of settling is you raise the standard for your life. And in order to raise the standard for your life, you've got to get a new life strategy because the life strategy that you've been using is not working. And so you need a new strategy and you need to take the time to develop that strategy all the way out so that you can begin to change the course and the direction of your life. Climbs require energy and energy is the catalyst to the evolution of your life. If this year is going to be different for you, you're going to have to be willing to make the climb. Let me tell you, the summit is the ultimate pleasure, but there's a price that comes with it. You have to be willing to make the climb. In order to make a climb, you have to be willing to exert energy. You have to exemplify the endurance, the capacity, the stamina to see that thing through to the end unto manifestation in your life. I'm telling you that commitment, charting the course to changing your life is going to require a climb this year. Yes, there will be challenges. Yes, there will be opposition. You know, somebody told me one time, they say, you are just, your thinking is very different from anybody that I've ever seen because we were going into a new year. This was a few years ago. And I think I was hosting a master class and I told them, I can assure you of a couple of things. Number one, you're going to encounter challenges in the new year. Number two, you're going to have moments of failure and frustration in the new year. Number three, you're going to have moments where you are tested to your limits in the new year. But if you will stick with it and endure the process, you'll be successful. Some people gave me some of the most bewildered looks I've ever seen because they never heard anybody be that honest with them. They're like, they always give us a positive slogan or catchphrase. And I always tell people, you don't change your life because of a catchphrase or a slogan. You change your life by strategy, by truth, by real talks with yourself, by taking action. And so this year, if it's going to be different, it's going to be different because you made it different. Difference is something that you design for your life. It's not something that happens by osmosis. It's not something that just happens in the universe. You have to design and frame a new reality for your life. And this is the year to make the climb, to embrace the next dimension, and to do the thing that you were born to do. If ever there was a time to do what you were born to do, this is the time. There's a contribution that you have been called to make in this, in your generation and lifetime. There's a capacity that you have to serve and to bring solutions to some part of the world or society. There's an answer in you that will awaken the greatness in others if you would dare to unleash it. And I'm here this year to help you do the work so that you can get there and you can make a positive impact. Oh, this is good. I could go on and on about this, but the summit is so important. And my goal is to see every person reach that summit of success. Special thank you to Robert Wesley Branch. Thank you for spending this time with me. Thank you to everybody that will listen to this later. I hope that you are empowered and motivated to live life at the next level. This is your year to go for it and to manifest your greatest dreams, goals, and desires. Thank you for the opportunity to do life with you. I look forward to seeing you here again real soon for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. Until then, be encouraged, be empowered, and most of all, be intentional about your life. Be blessed. I'll see you again soon.